们开始的时候先来读几处经文。
Brothers and sisters, as we start, we're going to read a few passages of scripture.
第一处我们要读的经文是在希伯来书第十一章。
First, we're going to read from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 to 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval.
我们再读一下第六节。
We're going to read verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
同一章的第八到第十节。
Same chapter, verses 8 through 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来为要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在一地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候一座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们最后这一处在读马太福音的第二十二章三十二节。
Lastly, we will read Matthew chapter 22, verse 32.
他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Father, we truly thank you and praise you.
你早晨把我们聚集在你的饼杯和爱的里边。
This morning we meet before your love through the bread and through the cup.
让我们看见你借着血所立的约是何等的坚定。
We see that the new covenant through your blood is a testimony to us.
因此今天我们可以坦然无惧地放胆来到你的面前求。
That we can freely come before you as we are.
求你自己丰盛的同在临到我们。
May your abundant presence be poured out upon us.
求你的圣灵今天充满这个聚会。
May your spirit fill this meeting.
借着你的血洗净你无用的仆人。
May your blood cleanse your humble servants.
也弱过人的软弱。
And overcome man's weaknesses.
借着我们这些熟悉的经文，再把你自己新鲜活泼的心意展现在我们中间。
That through these familiar passages that your freshness of your life may be manifest to us.
我们求你自己亲自说话。
We pray that you can speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨我要的负担是和弟兄姐妹们继续交通亚伯拉罕。
Brothers and sisters, this morning my burden is to continue to fellowship on Abraham.
我们知道在神的工作当中，
We know in the Lord's work,
自从亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面犯罪，
since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden,
神的工作从来没有停止过。
God's work has never stopped.
在每个世代当中都有神自己他荣耀的工作。
In every generation, he's done his glorious work.
我们知道在挪亚的时代，
We know in the time of Noah,
人们开始建立一个巴别塔。
Mankind started to build the Tower of Babel.
那个这个巴别塔它所代表的就是人要向神独立。
The Tower of Babel represented man's desire for independence from God.
这是人自从人堕落之后一直在做的一件事情。
It's something that since the fall of man has continued to try to do.
当世界进入黑暗的时候这个工作越强烈。
And as the world entered darkness, this work continued even stronger.
今天我们看见我们所生存这个世界。
And we have been born into this world today.
人在建立巴别塔。
Man is still building towers of Babel.
人要宣布向神独立。
Man still wants to have independence from God.
然而我们看见在这个人类历史最黑暗的时代。
And we see in the darkest era of mankind.
神要开始一个新的工作。
God is doing a new work.
神已经在人类历史当中借着 不同的人开始工作。
In history, God has already used different men to do his work.
然而到了亚伯拉罕的时代，
And when it came to the era of Abraham,
神要开始一个非常系统的工作。
God is starting to do a very precise type of work.
他要开始拣选一个人。
He started to choose one person.
借着这个人把祝福带给全人类。
And through this one person to bring blessings to all of mankind.
借着这个人带出一个家庭。
And through this person to bring a family.
借着这个家庭带出一个民族。
And through this family to bring a race.
一个国度。
A kingdom.
这是神工作的一个方式。
This is the way that the Lord works.
所以神在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作。
So the work that he's done in Abraham.
他今天仍然要做在我们这些人的身上的工作。
He desires to do today in our lives.
亚伯拉罕在他身上最重要的一个特点就是他因信称义。
The most important piece of Abraham's life is that he had faith.
加拉太书告诉我们说，我们这些所有信主的人都是以信为本的，是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The book of Galatians tells us that those of us who believe in faith are also descendants of Abraham.
所以神是把我们这些所有的人因着信一同做成了亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So because of faith, we become descendants of the father of faith, who is Abraham.
也赐给我们里边这个荣耀的盼望。
And he's given us this glorious hope.
然而我们知道亚伯拉罕的信心他不是一夜做成的。
We know that Abraham's faith did not come overnight.
我们感谢主今天弟兄带我们唱的两首诗歌。
We thank the Lord that this morning our brother led us to sing two hymns.
要唱信心的歌。
A hymn of faith.
弟兄提到呢这不是一下子就能够成就的。
We know this is not something that comes overnight.
是一个过程。
It's a process.
我们知道在亚伯拉罕身上信心的建立是一个过程。
We know that in Abraham's life, faith was a process.
而且是一个漫长、充满失败和艰辛的过程。
It's also a journey filled with struggles and failures.
所以当主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他告诉我们说，我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神，他不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
So we know that Jesus, when he was on earth, he told us he's the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. He's not a God of the dead, but of the living.
一方面主告诉我们说我们所有的这些人在耶稣基督里边都是活的。
In one instance, God is telling us that in Jesus, all of us are living in Christ.
我们今天这个肉身可能会死去。
Though our physical bodies will die.
然而在我们里边那个真正的人我们的灵是一直要活着的。或者我们的魂是一直要活着的。
Yet our true man, the spirit soul inside, will live forever.
那我们这个永世里边的灵是在哪里？是在与神同在，还是在撒旦的同在当中
？But where does this eternal spirit lie? Does it live in the presence of God or in the presence of Satan?
是决定于我们今天在地上对着主的选择。
This is determined by our decision today on earth.
主耶稣基督这句话另外的一个意思。
Another meaning to what Jesus said.
他是活人的神。
He is the God of the living.
他要把坐在亚伯拉罕身上的工作，坐在以撒身上，坐在雅各身上的工作，同样坐在你我身上。
He wants to do the work in Abraham and Isaac and Jacob's life in our lives as well.
所以当我们看见神在他们身上的工作的时候，实在是有一个超越了时间能够达到我们今天达到我们身上的这样的一个目的。
So we know that as we see the work of the Lord in these individuals, we see that this work is beyond time and place, and it's also being done in our lives as well.
所以我的心里边的负担是借着亚伯拉罕他的经历。
So my burden is to going over the experiences of Abraham.
我们可以从他这个信心建造的这个旅程当中学到一些功课。
That through his journey of faith, that we can learn some things for our own lives.
前几天我们前几次呢，我们看见亚伯拉罕是一个蒙召的人。
In previous sharings, we fellowshiped that Abraham is a person who is of calling.
他蒙召离开了偶像。
He was called to leave idolatry.
离开了加勒底的乌尔。
To leave Ur of the Chaldeans.
神给他一个目标是神的应许之地迦南。
God gave him a destination that is his promised land of Canaan.
然而我们知道他这个过程当中呢是有很多曲折的。
And we know that in this process he had a lot of stops.
他停留在哈兰。
He first stopped in Haran.
在那停留了很多年。
For many years.
然而神是守约是慈爱的神。
But God is a God of love.
神继续呼召他让他能够离开哈兰进入迦南。
God continued to call him to leave Haran, Haran and enter into Canaan.
进入神的应许之地。
To enter into the promised land.
在那边他筑了两座坛。
In that place, he built two altars.
是他生命当中非常重要的两个记号。
They're two very important points in his life.
因为坛代表敬拜，代表奉献。
Because altars represent worship and represent sacrifice.
也是我们每位弟兄姐妹们，我们生命当中需要有的非常重要的记号。
It's something that we all as brothers and sisters need to have in our own lives.
但是我们看见很快亚伯拉罕的信心就受到了考验。
But we see that very quickly Abraham's faith was tested.
当那个时候那个地出现了饥荒。
There was a famine in the land.
亚伯拉罕就离开了迦南地进入了南地。
And so, Abraham left the promised land and entered the land of the south.
并且呢继续进入到埃及。
And even more so, enter the land of Egypt.
圣经告诉我们说南地呢是一个干旱无水是一个受试炼的地方。
The Bible tells us that the land of the south is a land of, that was dry and arid, a wild place.
埃及代表世界。
And Egypt represented the world.
这就是我们生命当中很多时候的写照。
That's the reality of many of our lives.
很多的时候我们离开了主的同在。
Oftentimes we leave the presence of the Lord.
我们进入了干旱无水之地。
We enter a dry and desolate place.
我们回到了世界当中。
We've returned to the world.
我们就在那边遇见失败。
And in that place we face, our failures.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在埃及在腓力士地都遇见了失败。
We see that Abraham in this land of Egypt, he did face failures.
圣经有告诉我们说他失败的非常重要的一个原因。
The Bible tells us a very important reason for his failures.
当他离开加勒底的乌尔的时候，他并没有看见迦南。
When he left he did not necessarily see Canaan.
亚伯拉罕当时呢也没有我们现在这个 Google Earth.
He didn't have the benefit of Google Earth.
我们现在要去什么地方没有去过的话。用 Google Earth 可以看大概看得挺清楚。
Maybe if we don't know where we're going, we can take a look on the internet before we go.
但是亚伯拉罕没有。
But Abraham didn't have this luxury.
他甚至不知道到底有什么地方去。
He didn't know yet where he was going.
所以他是靠着信心来行走的。
So by faith, he moved forward.
然而到了埃及地，到了加勒地，腓力士人之地，他开始靠眼见。
But yet, as he entered the land of Egypt and the land of the Philistines, he began to use his own sight.
当眼见取代信心的时候，
and when sight overcomes faith,
仇敌会把许多的迷惑、许多的难处放在我们的
The enemy puts a lot of difficulties and temptations in our lives.
亚伯拉罕看见这些腓力士人，他们不怕神，他们是恶人。
Abraham saw that these people did not believe in the Lord.
所以他软弱失败了。
So he became weak and he failed.
眼见是仇敌用来取代信心的一个非常重要的一个诡计。
The vision or sight is something that the enemy uses to combat our faith.
然而我们活在这些肉身现实当中的人。
And those of us who live in the flesh.
是非常容易陷入眼见当中。
It's very easy for us to trust in what we see.
盼望着神怜悯我们能够常常用信心来走前面的路。
May the Lord give us mercy that we can walk not by faith, not by sight, but by faith.
让我们知道神他是守约是慈爱的神。
We know that God is a loving God.
神从埃及从腓力士人之地再次把亚伯拉罕呼召出来。
From Egypt, the Lord again called Abraham out.
使他的生命也变得更加的成熟。
And his life began even to mature even more.
我们看见他在和罗德之间的选择上他的生命变得大度。
We know that as he chose land before Lot, he chose life.
他也选择了神所应许的地方。
He chose the promised land.
这个选择是非常得神喜悦的。
This decision was very blessed by the Lord.
当他回到这个神的应许之地的时候，他又建了一座坛。
And as he entered this land, he built another altar.
就是在希伯伦他所建的第三座坛。
And that was in Hebron, his third altar.
是非常得神喜悦的。
It was pleasing to the Lord.
所以神就重新与他立约。
So the Lord gave him a new covenant.
并且呢，让他大大的得胜。
And let him be blessed.
因为在那个时候有一个局部的战争。
Because at that time there was a regional war.
是四王和五王之间的征战。
Four kings were fighting five.
那个四王得胜。掳掠了这个包括罗德在内所多玛所有的财富。
And the four kings prevailed over the five and received all of the material wealth of that area, including Lot.
亚伯拉罕带着他家里边生养的318个壮丁，把打败了这个四王。
And so Abraham brought 318 trained men and in his household to overcome these five kings.
然而他知道这个征战是神让他得胜。
He knew that this battle was the victory came from the Lord.
所以他不要拿这个战争掳物的一点，他知道是神要保守，要让他能够富足。
So he didn't want to take any of the spoils of the war because he knew that the Lord had provided for him.
并且在这个过程当中，我们看见亚伯拉罕与神的关系越来越亲密。
In addition, we see that during this fight, the relationship between Abraham and the Lord became more and more intimate.
亚伯拉罕开始把他当作朋友。
Abraham began to see God as a friend.
哦，这是一个非常美好的图画。
This is a beautiful image.
当神要去审判索多玛、俄摩拉的时候
，When the Lord wanted to judge Sodom and Gomorrah,
神说亚伯拉罕是我的朋友。
God said of Abraham, "He is my friend."
亚伯拉罕也像朋友一样与神交通。
And Abraham, as a friend, fellowship before the Lord.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕在那边为着索多玛的义人而求。
And we all know that before the Lord, Abraham petitioned for Sodom for righteous people in that city.
所以呢，神就应许了亚伯拉罕的祈求。
And the Lord listened to Abraham's petitions.
所以我们实在是感谢主，亚伯拉罕，我们看见他。一直在有一个进步的一个过程。
So we thank the Lord that Abraham continued to grow in the Lord.
然而我们知道这个信心呢是需要常常是好像是一个一生被考验的工作。
We know that faith needs a daily lifetime's worth of growth.
有的时候我们觉得好像我们的信心经过了一段时间的考验，我们大概不需要再有新的考验了。
Perhaps sometimes we go through a time of testing and we think that we don't need further testing in our faith.
但是我们从亚伯拉罕的身上看见不是这样子。
But from Abraham's life, we see no, that is not the case.
亚伯拉罕的确是在他的得胜和他与神相交的过程当中，与神关系更亲密了。
Indeed, in Abraham's overcoming and in his victory, he began to grow closer to the Lord.
所以我们今天看见来到创世纪的第十五章。
So today we enter Genesis chapter 15.
我们要继续看亚伯拉罕前面的经历。
And we continue to see the road ahead for Abraham.
十五章一开始的时候就说呢，这是以后耶和华在异象中向亚伯拉罕显现，对他说：“亚伯兰，不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”
As we see in the very beginning of chapter 15, the word of the Lord says to Abraham in a vision, "Do not fear, Abraham. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great."
我们看见神是喜悦亚伯拉罕。
We know that the Lord wants to give his presence and reward to Abraham.
因为在他的征战当中，在他所有这些分财物当中，他知道来依靠神。
In his victory, in his spoils, he knew to trust in the Lord.
所以神要继续与亚伯拉罕立约。
So the Lord wanted to continue to be with him and give him his presence and reward.
但是这时候亚伯拉罕心里边有一个非常大的一个顾虑。
But at that time, there was a big obstacle in Abraham's heart.
所以亚伯拉罕在第二节，亚伯拉罕对神说呢，说耶和华神，我既无子，你还要赐我什么呢？
Abraham said to him in verse 2, O Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless?
神说不，我要借着你自，他说我家里边这个仆人就可以做我的后嗣了。
He said, the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
但是神说呢，不，这个后嗣一定要是从你个人，是从你自己生出来的。
But the Lord said to him, No, you're going to have an heir born of your own loins.
我们看见很多的时候，我们与神在相交相处的过程当中，我们常常用我们自己的有限要来限制神。
Sometimes in our fellowship with the Lord, we use our own finite thinking to appease the Lord.
亚伯拉罕这个时候也是如此。
That's what Abraham did at this time.
他说有这个仆人好像我的儿子一样就可以了。
He said, I have the servant, he's a son to me, he can be my heir.
但是神说不，一定要是从你自己生出来的才算是你的后裔。
But the Lord said, no, it has to be somebody who is born of yourself, he will be your heir.
第五节神把他领到外边去。
And so in verse 5, he took him outside and said,
说你向天观看。
Now look towards the heavens.
你可以数算众星，你能数算得过来吗？
And count the stars if you are able to count them.
这些将来你的后裔也要如此。
And he said to him, so shall your descendants be.
在圣经里边就有一句非常宝贵的话，是十五章的第六节。
There's a precious scripture passage, the next verse, 6.
我们知道亚伯拉罕虽然呢，他这时候好像 还想用自己的方法，但是他里边对神有一个信心。
Though Abraham at this time still wanted to use his own methods, he did have some faith within him.
虽然这个信心并不是完全的。
It wasn't a complete faith.
但是在神的眼中呢，却看为非常的宝贵。
But in God's eyes, it was precious.
哎，我觉得这是神对我们极大的怜悯。
I think this is God's mercy to each and every one of us.
在你我里边可能都有一些信心。
We may have a little bit of faith in each and every one of us.
但是在我们经历难处的时候，我们都必须承认。
But as we undergo trials, we may have to confess.
我们的信心不完全。
Our faith is insufficient.
甚至有的时候我们非常小心。
And sometimes our faith is very meager.
但是神却是看重那一点点的信心。
But the Lord sees even this small amount of faith.
所以神第六节告诉我们说亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Verse 6, then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
哦，这是一个何等宝贵的思想。
This is a precious promise.
当我们在神面前稍微有一点点信心的时候，神就以此为我们的义。
Though we have a little bit of faith before the Lord, God will reckon it to us as righteousness.
这不正是我们得救的故事吗？
Isn't this not our story of salvation?
当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，
And when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ,
我必须承认我们里边的信心很小的。
I need to confess our faith is very small within us.
然而神却以那为我们的得救的义。
But yet God uses that small amount of faith to save us.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
并且呢，神要继续与亚伯拉罕立约。
In addition, God will give his covenant with Abraham.
在第十八节说呢，耶和华与亚伯拉罕立约说，我要赐给你后裔，要从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河，所有这些地方都要赐给亚伯拉罕。
On verse 18, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt, as far as the river Euphrates, and so on and so forth.
神让亚伯拉罕用这些牲畜的血来做见证。
The Lord uses the bloodshed through Abraham's life to make a testimony. Blood of the animals to make a covenant.
我们知道神是立约的神。
We know that God is a God of covenant.
他是守约是慈爱的神。
He's a God of love.
他自己不需要立约的。
He doesn't need to create a covenant.
然而为着我们这些信心软弱的人，我们看他常常立约。
But for us, he is oftentimes given a covenant or a promise.
在亚伯拉罕一生当中，我们看见神许多次与他立约。
Many instances in the Bible, we see God has made a covenant with Abraham.
我们实在是要为此感谢神。
And we want to thank the Lord for this.
然而我们的信心呢会常常回到一个现实当中。
Oftentimes, our faith will come back to the reality.
所以到了第十六章一开始的时候。
So in the very beginning of chapter 16.
亚伯拉罕的希望要回到现实当中考验。
Abraham's hopes came to reality.
十六章第一节说呢，亚伯兰的妻子撒来不给他生儿女。
Verse 1 of chapter 16, Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children.
神已经应许亚伯拉罕要他的后裔，并且他亲自生出来的，才算是他的后裔，要成为像天上星那样繁多。
God has promised that Abraham would have descendants through his own body, like the stars of the sky.
然而亚伯拉罕现在面临一个非常难的问题。
Yet, Abraham is meeting a very difficult challenge.
撒来圣经说他不给他生儿女。
His wife Sarai was barren.
在这个信心的考验面前，
In this testing of his faith,
我们看见亚伯拉罕又妥协了。
We see Abraham failed again.
这个故事弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉。
Brothers and sisters know the story well.
撒拉把他的使女埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕为妾。
Abraham's wife Sarai gave him her Egyptian maid Hagar.
他们好像是要帮助神来完成神的心意。
It's almost like they wanted to help the Lord to fulfill His promise.
这是人在地上常犯的一个错误。
This is a common mistake that we humans often do on earth.
可能是出自一个非常好的愿望。
Maybe we have very good intentions.
然而呢，这个不是神要的方法。
Yet it's not the method that the Lord wanted.
所以这个夏甲就把他的使女，对不起，撒来就把他的使女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕做妾。
So Sarah gave Hagar to Abraham as a concubine.
并且呢，他们亚伯拉罕就借着 夏甲生了一个儿子。
So through Hagar, Abraham had a son.
给他起名叫以实玛利。
Ishmael is his name.
以实玛利后来也生了，娶了埃及人做妻子，生了十二个儿子。
Ishmael married an Egyptian and had 12 children, sons and daughters.
圣经告诉我们说呢，他们住在他们弟兄的东边。
The Bible tells us that they lived to the east of the people of Israel.
就是今天约旦河的以东的各个阿拉伯国家的地方。
The descendants of whom are the Arabian nations now east of the river Euphrates.
所以我们看见今天中东的局势。
We see that the conflict in the Middle East today
是亚伯拉罕这个错误所留下的。
Was born out of this mistake of Abraham many years ago.
是亚伯拉罕这个家里边之间的这个后裔之间的争执。
It is a conflict within Abraham's household that continues.
所以我们知道很多我们年之前的那些年长的弟兄姐妹们常常告诉我们说这个问题只有神自己能够来解决。
We know that other elderly brothers have shared with us in the past that this Middle East conflict can only be solved through the Lord.
我们实在是感谢神，神人会犯错误。
We thank the Lord, though man will sin.
但是呢，神他的工作不会停止。
Yet the work of the Lord will not cease.
但是呢，我们看见这样的一个妥协，确实给这个整个世界带来了很多的麻烦。
But we know that this type of mistake has brought many tribulations to the world.
并且给亚伯拉罕自己个人的生命也带来了很大的一个亏损。
In addition, even in Abraham's own life, it brought many trials.
创世纪第十六章最后一节说呢，这个时候，夏甲给亚伯拉罕生以实玛利的时候，亚伯拉罕年八十六岁。
The last verse of chapter 16 tells us that Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael.
第十七章一开始的时候说，亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，耶和华再次向他显现。
In the beginning of chapter 17, we know that Abram was 99 years old when the Lord appeared to Abram.
这两节经文中间，好像要我们今天来读起来的时候，好像非常短。
As we read these passages, it seems there's very short timing between these two verses.
然而这里边有13年的时间。
Yet there was 13 years between these two verses.
神没有对亚伯拉罕说话。
God did not speak to Abram.
神在那边沉默了这13年。
God was silent during these past 13 years.
我相信这是亚伯拉罕他生命当中的一个很大的一个损失。
We trust that this was a mistake and a regret in Abraham's life.
然而我们的神是守约是慈爱的神。
But God is a God of love and forgiveness.
虽然经过了这十三年可怕的沉默。
Though he went through these 13 years of travail,
耶和华神再次向亚伯拉罕显现。
The Lord Jehovah spoke again to Abraham.
并且第一件事情就告诉他说，神说我是全能的神。
And yet the first thing he said was, I am God Almighty.
你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约。
Walk before me and be blameless.
就重新一次申述说，你的后裔要极其繁多。
I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly.
所以我们看见神要再次与亚伯拉罕立约。
So we see God again wish to make a covenant before Abraham.
第四节说，我要与你立约，你要做多国之父。
In verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of a multitude of nations.
那这一次立约呢，神又做了两件非常具体的事情。
This covenant, God did two specific things.
第一件事情呢，他让亚伯兰改名字。
First, he changed Abraham's name.
说你不要再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕。
No longer Abram, but Abraham.
因为亚伯兰原来的意思呢是崇高之父，亚伯兰的意思。
The name of Abram initially meant father of Ham.
第二，亚伯拉罕的意思呢是众国之父。
But Abraham means the father of many nations.
所以我们看见神要在这边呢，要在他的名字上做改变的工作。
So in his name, God was doing a work of transformation.
这个立约要好像要天天放在他的身上，让他不要忘记的。
This name was to put this promise and covenant daily before him.
神所做的第二件事情，要亚伯拉罕行割礼。
Second, the Lord wanted Abraham to be circumcised.
让亚伯拉罕在肉身上有一个记号。
So in his flesh, he would have a reminder.
所以我们知道这两件事情行在亚伯拉罕身上的时候， 他是每天要面对，是不能够忘记。
So these two things, these two reminders would be a daily for him so that he would not forget.
每天他想起他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
Each day he's reminded that his name is now Abraham.
他是一个受割礼的人。
And he's been circumcised.
我们知道这个割礼呢，今天神也要坐在我们的心灵里边。
We know God today wants to do the work of circumcision on our hearts.
是每位弟兄姐妹们都要在神面前在圣灵里边接受心灵的割礼。
We know that through the Holy Spirit, God wants to do the work of circumcision on each and every one of our hearts.
这个它的功效就是要除去肉体的能力。
And the effectiveness is to remove the power of the flesh.
要让我们能够虽然活在这个肉身当中，不再靠肉身而行。
That though we live in the flesh, we do not rely on the flesh.
神这时候呢，又重新一次告诉亚伯拉罕说，他的应许是不能够打折扣的。
Once again, God reminded Abraham that his promise was not to be discounted.
因为亚伯拉罕呢，在这个时候神跟他立约的时候，他说这次更好，因为现在已经有了以实玛利，就愿以实玛利活在你的面前得祝福。
Because Abraham is responding, he said, "Oh, this will be a fantastic covenant because I have before you Ishmael."
但是神说不。
But God said no.
神说要借着撒来。给你生一个儿子叫以撒，才是你的后裔。
He said through Sarah, I will give you a son named Isaac. He will be your descendant.
所以我们看见神的应许是不能够打折扣的。
So God's covenant and promises cannot be discounted.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
今天神应许我们，他将来一定要来。
Today the Lord has promised us that He will return.
他要结束这个不法的时代。
He will come and cleanse this fallen age.
当我们看看我们周围的环境
，as we see the surroundings around us，
看看我们自己的光景的时候
，and we see in our own lives，
我们常常会怀疑的
，we may have doubts。
我们常常会说，谁选择一个折中的方法，打了一下折扣好了。
We might say, God, just give us a easier method, a discount, if you will。
但是神的应许是从来不打折扣。
But God's promises will never change。
他要结束这个不法的时代。
God will bring an end to this fallen, wicked age.
主耶稣基督有一天要把我们每一个人都改变成像他的样子。
And one day he will change every one of us to become like him.
不管今天我们怎样认为这是不可能的。
Doesn't matter how little faith we have today.
神有一天他一定要实现。
God will accomplish his work.
因为他是守约是慈爱的神。
Because he is a loving God.
因为他的应许是不能够被打折扣的。
Because his promises will never fail.
所以神不仅仅让亚伯拉罕要生一个儿子，并且一定要借着撒拉生一个叫以撒的。
So not only did God want Abraham to have a son, he wanted him to have Isaac through Sarah.
我们知道呢，这两个以实玛利和以撒也是代表两个不同的约。
We know that Ishmael and Isaac actually represented two different covenants.
在新约的时代，保罗就把这件事情给我们解释得非常清楚。
In the New Testament, Apostle Paul explains these very well.
一个是属肉体的，一个是属灵的。
One promise is through the flesh, and one is through the spirit.
神今天所要的是借着以撒所得的应许是属灵的。
Today, the Lord desires the promise through the spirit, which is through Isaac.
所以这对我们今天的生活来讲也是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder to us for our lives today.
我们在今天的生活当中会经历许多的事情。
As we live our lives today, we will experience many different things.
许多的每天所遇见的，我们所遇见生活当中这些繁琐的事情，苦难或者是艰难。或者是得胜的经历。
In our daily lives, we face the mundane trials, even victories.
很多的时候我们好像很难想象这些事情它有什么直接的这个属灵的意义。
In a lot of times we may not put make a connection between these experiences in our spiritual lives.
但是神所要做的工作呢，就是要在这些平凡的在生活当中的事情建造出属灵的事情。
But the Lord, He desires in these daily mundane things to build a spiritual life within us.
所以神呢，要借着以撒所应许的，让我们看见他所要成就的，是按照他的心意成就出能够存留到 永远的属灵的工作。
So through the promises of Isaac, the Lord wants to manifest an eternal promise in each and every one of us.
所以我们到了创世纪二十一章的时候，我们就看见神按照他的应许，让亚伯拉罕借着撒拉生了以撒。
So we know in Genesis chapter 21, through the promises of the Lord, finally Isaac is born to Sarah.
并且是在亚伯拉罕年老一百岁的时候。
And at this time, Abraham was already 100 years old.
就是撒拉已经九十多岁。
And Sarah was 90 something years old.
所以在人看来，已经是绝对是不可能的。
So in man's eyes, this is impossible.
在亚伯拉罕，在撒拉里边的感觉也是绝对不可能。
And Abraham and in Sarah, they thought it was impossible as well.
然而神却是不可能成为可能的神。
Yet God is a God of the impossible.
并且呢，他的应许是从来不改变。
And his promises never change.
所以神照着他的应许赐给了亚伯拉罕以撒做他的儿子。
So through his promises, he gave Isaac to Abraham as his son.
我们看见在以撒身上所记载的呢，就是以撒出生的时候是第八天。受了割礼。
On the eighth day after he was born, Isaac was circumcised.
这是神对割礼的一个要求。
This is the, what the Lord has, required of the circumcision.
就是以色列的人当中的男孩子要生在第八天的时候要受割礼。
That on the eighth day, the male children of the Israelites would be circumcised.
亚伯拉罕和以实玛利他们都受了割礼。
Abraham, and Isaac were, and Ishmael were all circumcised.
Yeah.但是他们是在年龄很大的时候。
But when Abraham and Ishmael were circumcised, they were older.
亚伯拉罕那时候可能已经九十岁左右，那个以实玛利大概已经十三岁了。
Abraham was probably in his 90s, and Ishmael was 13.
所以我们看见以撒呢是第一个在第八天受割礼，圣经所记载的人物当中第一个第八天受割礼的人。
But Isaac was the first recorded infant to be circumcised at 8 days of life.
那为什么这件事情是非常重要的？
Why is this important?
因为以撒代表一个新的神的应许的工作。
Because Isaac represented a new promise, in the Lord's work.
他要完全是按照神的心意、神的计划来生活的。
That he was to live according to the Lord's promises, the Lord's direction.
所以按照神赐给以色列人的条例，他要在第八天受割礼。
So according to the Israelites' command, command to the Israelites, he was circumcised on the eighth day.
我们为此非常感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
然后我们知道亚伯拉罕的信心要继续长大。
We know Abraham's faith would continue to grow.
神要继续来考验他的信心。
And he would continue to test his faith.
所以我们很快来到了创世纪的第二十二章。
And quickly we come to chapter 22.
第二十二章一开始的时候，神说这事以后，这些事呢，就是亚伯拉罕之前跟那个腓力士人来求他这些事之后。
And it begins in chapter 22. Now it came after these things, and these things are when Abraham, had some dealings with the Philistines.
神要试验亚伯拉罕。
The Lord that God tested Abraham.
神就说亚伯拉罕。
And said to him, Abraham.
我在这里。
And he said, Here I am.
第二节说，神说你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，要在我所你指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
He said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you.
我们看见这边呢，神给亚伯拉罕一个非常清楚、非常不能够被误解的一个指示。
So we see here that God gave Abraham a very clear, explicit, and undeniable command.
他说：“你要带着你的儿子。
”He said, "Bring your son."
如果神说亚伯拉罕带着你的儿子去献祭的话，是如果神只是说没有指示他的名字的话
，If he just said, "Bring your son," without stating which son.
那也是亚伯拉罕，我们自己在想，可能会选择以实玛利。
Maybe Abraham would have chosen Ishmael.
但是神在这里面告诉说呢，是你独生的儿子。
But God told them here, your only son.
我们知道亚伯拉罕有后来还有很多的子孙。
We know that afterwards Abraham had many sons.
他这个时候已经有了以实玛利和以撒。
He did have Ishmael and Isaac at this time.
然而在神的眼中呢？以撒是他独生的儿子。
But in God's eyes, Isaac was his only son.
所以我们看见，只有神应许的，在神计划当中的， 在神的眼中才看算得上数的。
So we know that in God's promises, he only saw this one son, Isaac, as his true son.
今天我们在地上也是 要从事许多的事情。
Today in the earth, we experience many different things.
但是我们盼望着圣灵常常来提醒我们。
But we hope that the Spirit may remind us.
哪些事情是在神的眼中被算得上数的？
Which things in God's eyes are true?
在这里边呢，我们看见只是神说你只有以撒才是你独生的儿子。
We see here that God says only Isaac is your one true son.
并且呢，说是你所爱的以撒。
And also the son whom you love.
我们知道亚伯拉罕一定是非常的爱以撒。
We know that Abraham must have truly loved Isaac.
因为以撒在他的生命当中是何等的重要，不一样。
He had a very important life, a different life.
他是他年老的时候所生的。
He was the son of his old age.
是按照神的应许所生的。
He was according to God's covenant.
我们又知道呢，后来我们知道以撒又是一个非常非常乖的孩子。
And we know that Isaac was an obedient son.
哦，所以亚伯拉罕爱以撒。
So Abraham loved his son.
所以神说呢，你所爱的以撒。
So God said, the son whom you love.
要到我所指示你的山上去。
Go to one of the mountains which I will tell you.
不是随便一个地方。
Not just anywhere.
但是最后这个神的要求是好像是非常难不可能的一个要求，要把它献作燔祭。
But the request from God seemed impossible to offer him as a burnt offering.
哦，这个对亚伯拉罕实在是太难。
This was impossible for Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕信心的一个最大的一个考验。
This is the biggest test in Abraham's life.
并且呢，神给他足够的时间来思想。
The Lord also gave him much time to consider.
是让他这个顺服是经过思考的。
This obedience came through trial.
是不是一时的冲动
？It wasn't an impulsiveness.
所以我想，这整个这一夜啊，亚伯拉罕可能没有睡觉。
So Abraham probably didn't sleep this entire night.
但是感谢主，第二天清晨起来的时候。
But thank the Lord that the next day early in the morning.
亚伯拉罕就背上驴，带上仆人和儿子。
Abraham took his servant, two of his young men, and Isaac.
带上做献燔祭的柴。
And he and the split wood for the burnt offering.
就往神所指示的地方去。
And arose and went to the place of which God had told him.
并且这条路呢，要经过三天的旅程。
This was a three-day journey.
这是一个何等艰难的旅程。
This is a difficult journey.
要经过三天的旅程，他要一直在想这件事情。
In 3 days, Abraham continued to think about this thing.
并且呢，在路上我们知道亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子以撒还有一段非常美好的对话。
And we know that he and Isaac had a good dialogue during this time.
第七节，这个以撒对他的父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看。”火与柴都有了，但献燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
Verse 7, Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father! And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
我们不知道亚伯拉罕这个时候他的心里面的感觉怎样。
We don't know what Abraham was feeling in his heart.
但是我们每一位做父亲或者是做母亲的人我们都知道。
But all of us as parents can commiserate.
哦，这是一个何等艰难的试验。
This is a difficult situation.
然而这个时候亚伯拉罕却看见了好像我们眼睛不能够看见。
But at this time, Abraham could see what we could not see with our own eyes.
他回答以撒说我儿，神必自己预备献燔祭的羔羊。
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
这是一个信心的答案。
This was an answer by faith.
这个答案让我们看见亚伯拉罕他的目光是在神的身上。
This answer told us that Abraham's eyes was on the Lord.
不是在这些环境上。
Was not on his surroundings.
不是看见他自己的能力。
It was not on his own ability.
亚伯拉罕没有想到这个在那边会发生什么情况。
He didn't know what was going to happen there.
他只是知道神必有预备。
But he knew God would prepare a way.
在这些艰难和不可能的环境当中
In these difficult and impossible situations We hope that the Holy Spirit may do this work in our lives. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. We don't know what will happen in our health, in our work, in our families. We don't know what will happen in this world. But yet, Abraham at this time, his eyes were fixed on the Lord. Today, as we live in this dark generation, May the Spirit bring our vision and perspective onto the Lord. That the Lord will prepare on His mountain. He will complete according to His will, on this world today. No matter how weak we may be. No matter how great the work of the enemy in this world may be. May the Spirit bring us to the Lord Himself. The Lord Jehovah will provide.
于是圣经告诉我们说，于是二人同行。
And the Lord tells, the Bible tells us that the two of them walked.
是他跟他的儿子一同来经历这段信心的路。
The two of them experienced this together.
我们知道，当他到了这个摩利亚山上的时候，
Then they got to the top of Mount Moriah.
他在那里边建立了一座祭坛。
And Abraham built yet another altar.
这是他一生当中第四个祭坛。
This was his fourth altar that he was to build.
也是可以说是一个最高的祭坛。
You might say it's the highest altar. Because not only was he to give up himself, I think this is beyond giving up himself. It was harder than giving up himself. He had to give up his beloved only son, Isaac. This is the highest altar. And was also a and as his face turned towards the summit of the mountain. We know that God is a just God. God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son.
并且呢，在这个山里边，神已经预备了一只公羊。
And in the thicket, God had prepared a sacrifice.
神把这只公羊让亚伯拉罕做献祭。
There was a ram that the Lord told Abraham to offer in lieu of his son.
因此这个地方叫做耶和华的山上必有预备。
And therefore, the name of that place Abraham called, the Lord will provide.
新约圣经呢，给我们更深的一点，看见亚伯拉罕在这个经历当中，他心里边的感觉。In
the New Testament, we see a deeper perspective of what Abraham was feeling at this time.
我们知道希伯来书第十一章是一个讲到这个信心这些伟人的一件事。We
know in Hebrews chapter 11 there is a hall of faith.
这里边讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。And
as it talks about Abraham,
他讲第十七节到第十九节说亚伯拉罕呢，他信。
Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac as he who has received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. This is the epitome of faith. To believe that God would be able to bring the death to life. All of us who trust in the Lord have already experienced this. Once we were dead in this world, but God, through faith, has awakened our spirits. This is the first experience from death to life. Yet this is just a first step in faith. It's a very important step. But in our lives, we constantly experience this resurrection. The longer we live before the Lord,
我们里边可能越像保罗一样发出那个痛苦的呐喊。
As Paul said, we may experience a thorn in our side.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Who can save us from this wretched body?
我们实在是在这个身体当中受到许多的限制，许多的软弱。
We experience so many limitations in this body.
然而保罗说呢，靠着主，我们就能够解脱。
Yet Paul says, through the Lord we can overcome.
盼望着这个也能够成为我们天天经历从死到活的这个经历。
May this be an experience that we daily experience from death into life.
不仅如此，亚伯拉罕这个信心的举动也是一个非常重要的一个预表。
And as importantly, this act of faith from Abraham was an important type of what was to come.
是第一个预表呢，它是预表神是供应的神。
First, it was a type that God is a just God.
在我们生活的每个需要当中。
In every need that we experience in this world.
我们的神是供应的神。
The God is enough. He supplies for us.
第二个预表呢，是这个是一个属灵的建造。
And secondly, this is a spiritual construction.
因为我们知道这个摩利亚山后来就成为所罗门建造圣殿的地方。
We know that on the Mount of Moriah was where Solomon would then build the temple.
当然旧约的圣殿是为献祭是做预表的。
The Old Testament temple was a type.
那个预表就是今天我们每位弟兄姐妹们，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And we know that today, you and I, our bodies are the temple of the Lord.
所以我们今天这个建造也是从死到活在我们身上的一个建造。
So today, our bodies also come from death into life.
第三个预表当然是整本圣经里边最重要的一件事情，就是预表神有一天要赐下他的儿子为我们献祭。
And thirdly, of course, most importantly, we know that one day the Lord Jesus would come to also take away our sin.
我们实在是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道神是让万事互相效力的神。
The Lord does all things in His will.
在几千年前，神在亚伯拉罕身上所做的。
Thousands of years prior in the life of Abraham.
是为着历世历代所有信他人的益处。
For every generation, for all to come to know him.
包括今天你我在座我们的这些弟兄姐妹们。
And today, for all of us seated here today as well.
实在是盼望我们能够常常把自己放在他恩典的手中。
May we often put ourselves in the Lord's gracious hands.
我们知道我们的神是守约是慈爱的神。
We know that God is a God of promise, a God of love.
虽然在我们的生活和服事当中会经历许多的难处。
Though we will experience many difficulties and trials in our lives.
有仇敌的工作。
And we may face the work of the enemy.
有世界上各种各样的混乱。
And different trials in this world.
但是这更可怕的是我们里边的软弱。
But even more scary is the weaknesses within ourselves.
我们这个己常常让我们失败。
Our self constantly fails.
常常让我们的信心下沉。
Constantly drags down our faith.
盼望着我们借着亚伯拉罕在一生的经历。
But through the life of Abraham,
实在是告诉我们说，我们的神他是不放弃的神。
We can see that God is a God that will never give up.
他借着主耶稣基督在我们每个人身上所用血所立的约。
Through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and through his this covenant through his blood,
是何等的坚定。
It is a complete.
他一定要实现。
He will accomplish his will.
他在你我身上不断。不论我们今天怎样软弱
，No matter how weak you and I may be，
他要做成他的工作
，He will complete His work。
盼望着我们能够把我们自己交在他的手中
，May we put ourselves before Him。
有常常祷告，借着圣灵，把我们生活当中的每一件事情都放在圣灵的光照之下
，And pray in the Spirit so that everything we may place before the Lord。
知道我们在我们生命当中发生的每件事情，神所允许的都不是。白费都不是浪费。
So that nothing that happens in our lives is without meaning and purpose.
都是让我们能够学习到功课。
But it's for us to learn a lesson.
能够让我们的信心得着建立。
So that our faith may be built up.
这个信心才能够讨神的喜悦。
And this faith may be pleasing to the Lord.
这个信心才能够把我们带进将来与神永远的同在当中。
And this faith may bring us into the eternal presence of the Lord.
愿神祝福他的话语，祝福他在我们每位弟兄姐妹们身上的工作。
May the Lord bless his words and bless the work in every brother and sister.
使地上的教会能够早日的成熟，迎接他的再来。
So that the church may be ready to receive him.
使我们的盼望呢，有一天，把我们看不能够认为不可能的， 能够成为我们眼睛可以亲自看见。
So that our hope in that what is impossible, we can become something that we can see.
我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray again.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Father, we truly thank you and praise you.
你是信实的神。
You are a God of faith.
你是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然而你不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
You are not a God of the dead, but of the living.
我们盼望着今天坐在亚伯拉罕身上的工作。
Our hope is that the work that you have done in Abraham's life
能够成为我们里边的鼓舞。
May be done in our lives as well.
在我们各样的软弱当中，让我们能够扬起信心的风帆。
That in all of our weaknesses, we can raise up the banner of faith.
让我们能够与你同行。
That we can be united with you.
我们求你来怜悯，来帮助。
We pray that you can give us help, that you can give us mercy.
眷顾我们的软弱，不过是我们不过是尘土所造的。
To overcome our weaknesses because we are merely of the earth.
完成你自己手中的工作。
And complete the work in our lives.
我们盼望你能够快快的来迎接你的教会。
We hope that you may come quickly to receive your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.